Friends, I'm turning this morning to Proverbs chapter 11 and to verse 6. The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his wickedness. The righteousness of the upright shall deliver them, but transgressors shall be taken in their own naughtiness. Friends, and my topic for this morning is the bitter end of the unrighteous. The bitter end of the unrighteous. And these are words from King Solomon. We know King Solomon as the wisest man that ever lived. And we know he was inspired by God to write it. He said that the righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way. Here we see God contrasting. But let me remind you, friends, we have only two types of people in this world. Before God, we have only two types of people: the believer and the unbeliever. There's no in between. You are either a believer, you are for God, or you are not for God. So what you should always think about is that, where do I belong? Where am I in the sight of God? Am I a believer or unbeliever? And here he's telling us that the righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his wickedness. You see, sometimes he talks about righteousness and unrighteousness, the wicked. He uses so many, I'm going to explain to you very soon, so many words to describe the believer and the unbeliever, but they all come to one: how God sees you. How does God see you? In the sight of God. Not how people see you or how you see yourself, but how does God see you? And of course, before I was free, I was able to tell you about any human in and so on. Now, the professor of Chile said, Obia Oya or Gidini, and now Obia, Obeya, Kunku or Yakupo, and any human. The Gidiano and the Kunku Yeno. Na ebe tie me kwan a obefa so na de o meye ta no a o fe nze wicked de o meji nyabu bon eniye no ono nso no ni wickedness no anani anye niye no ene be ma na hwiase o nyabu kwan ni ija ham nyabu kwan e tie se e wiase ni woni pa mi elu be ada se waji nyabu kwan edi ana wonye nyabu kwan eniye na me ka se te bia no de bia bi sa ho se eni fa na wujina wujina se wa waji edi. And now we can say, oh, you need. Any question, maybe it's so with our. There are someone, a moon yapa, say, a moon yak and a coupon, or my name, Manasimu, and if our kind of seven, a captive we are singing now, Unia Safua, or any Solomon, or no kind of seven. Now you are one poor kind here, and you have one of the shed that not be man kind, and then the moon yapa say, a moon yapa, or in a coupon, believers, and then unbelievers. Na te bia na kokon so from ifi babo mutiti nyano oka asemo a si ya no ka no anye di fo ene o mama je di the nations, the Jews and the nations, the Gentiles and the Jews, all the time it has always been like that. But ask yourself, where do I stand? I think those of our friends who are of the Presbyterian background, they used to have a song that they used to sing in Presby. He says, as you are going and coming, where is your book? Is your name in the book of life? Because I said before, I will give you another motto. I will say, oh, qua, oh, be, and my bed, I will give you. In which book is your name? Oh, qua, sorry, but, oh, Cosandi, the Alcona, a hip, papa, and I will give you. And he said, with dear, what a sorry book in here, and I'm dear, what a book in here. I don't know how I can answer you. So, more of the woman, any more of the animal, any dachi, the omnibia, etc. It's a man become a fair, a dear, that's what he said. A real bonnie, ah, a dahoma would be a one for the woman with a coupon of brow with Yassi. And I would be a one year Ojidini. And because if any pay or Kazasa means Kisulamon, if you have a Kenyan son, or Nuna, Babu refers to Unimia Saba. Now, one with him. And someone I called him here, a man, your friend, say, on your support. I feel like I'm going to say the upright and the transgressor, the perfect and the wicked, the just and the unjust, the godly and the ungodly. So where do you stand among all these things? Are you a godly or ungodly? Are you just or unjust? You must think about this very, very well. And here we see that Solomon, he has so many wise sayings, beginning from Ecclesiastes, the songs and all those things. They were all by him, and they are all wise sayings. And as he continues with these wise sayings, now he comes to this chapter trying to construct the conduct and character of the upright and the wicked. So the maker of the king Solomon, who can any same brave. Now we are into us all. The work can be into us one. A hano or chere subain. Ah, I want ma ubia. I go pon aji mukwa. Eno ubia. Yeni is mukwa. From verse 1. He used so many terms. Sometimes we say the righteous or the blameless. And these are people who follow God. Omwa, omu ye blameless no. Omni ni pa, omu di o nyango ponichi. Because from verse 1, we see the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Obaso wakye se, nyansa epiti asye, eni o nyamisu. Ubiye beka so, nyumi nyansa, anasu owo ni ubiye biyano, eye ubiye o shu o nyango pon. Na e jimifo, e pata ase mi. Wakase jimifo a, the same thing for Chester Omua or believers. Omua Omeji Assembly Elia. Such people are seen by God as the fool. And he says, those people, they despise wisdom. Omun Penyansa. Omun Piriatimu Nyansa. Omun Penyansa. And those who ignore God and then follow their own life. The wicked and the unrighteous. Omo omo fanya kupanga sebu omo eji omo omo eji. The wisdom is one who is a man beyo. If you say you will be wisdom now, the di kan sebu biano. Ushia omo a eji wani mono. Ena we di omo eji. Say the esi korosa na onso oko. So one who is a kupanga sebu ami you will free moa. Man beyo. Ube di eji. Umu say the woye no eje. Wa kuma beka di so media me here dan ye boni biya mi ko biya o biya di mi ko di o biya chem. Unkai se nyaku pon awo. It is one free sabor in the moon. All these descriptions is for you. So you be power bunny if you hope. Emma, umenya ufufra. That's my yekena. The foolish, the unjust, the unrighteous, the unperfect. It all refers to you before God. That's how God sees you. And it's a very serious thing. If God will see you as such throughout your life until you die. It's a disaster, but people don't see it. Sometimes I hear, yesterday or so, I was listening to one prominent person, a very prominent man on television, in parliament, and he was referring to a statement made by one minister, and according to him, he was lying, and yet he was mentioning God. That's not my issue, for him lying, because we know they are all liars. But what he said that surprised me was that because of people like you, I don't go to church. It's amazing, isn't it? Somebody who has reached that height, we see them as people who are accomplished in parliament. And look at what he's saying, because of men like you, I don't go to church. So he has lived all his life from the beginning up to that age. He doesn't even know God. And he's not prepared to even do. And he's saying with pride that because of people like you, I don't follow God. And it's very, very sad. As some American said, in fact, if you are a person, It's a serious thing. Please, especially the young ones, inquire about who you know. Munti ase mu weyi. So why we should not cook on a bra we are young here, or say we shall know, or not to bring, and son of the Boniaba. Mamma, what do you know? A bad thing, so better. I just say, young people, they must be here soon. They will be easier for the young ones to repent than those who have reached that age, especially those who have accomplished in this world the things. It is one thing that people are brave, we are a branch, and I say, Ababa, we shall be now. Which not trust her to be a Musa, I may be here. Before end up in hell. It is a case assembly a disastrous, it can be a disaster, a mania this will be what trigger the manual if you see what you do. It's a disaster and it's a very serious one. So here he said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools, you see, God is referring to such people that will respect as fools. Parliament. And it's a serious thing. So, not knowing God, a life without God, is a disaster. So, what you are doing, you are a brabumua, a disaster. If you said, everybody says, you are a brabumua, who said, walk us over when I open you, you are assuming you mean, ACP. You will never feel complete or confident in life. Opa, you must care what we are singing now. Opa, you must fail what we are singing now. You are lacking something. What is that thing? That thing is God. God not being in your life. The one who you are trying to say, with something else. Oh, maybe I'm in the Kadia. Say, go for that Nimidia, which means I need no, I could school, I could do Pepe Sobi, but who's a still, Sadi and Elho. Ah, Wabra Bomono, you will never be satisfied. So it becomes a life of restlessness. You will never rest. You will never rest in your life. And finally, you go to hell. It's a serious thing, friends, in life. The life that we are in now, but people don't think it like that. They wake up in the morning, they go about their business, it's flourishing, so they think that is all. That is not all. Without God in your life, because why is it like that? Because the sin that you heard from Adam is at your back. But now you feel the mobile and ever watch it. It's never been your money, you have 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 how you have money, you have money, you have money, you have money, until you come to Christ, you have your sin forgiven and be reconciled to God, you will never be satisfied in this world. You can never rest. You go on and on and on and on. In the long run, you will still go to hell. So if you are a young person and you are hearing me this morning, let today be a day that you will seriously think of turning to God, giving your life to God, to control your life and make you his son. And let me talk about the upright person, as the Bible is saying. See, an upright, godly life leads a person in the right path. We need to go on now. And now we have a companion. So, if the crown is a two pair, a year, a crown is a year, a so, who can go on? Now, let me have a papa. So, well, who knew? Said you would be a lot of trouble. So, if you say, Bonimo, now you have a crown. Your Olivia is in the buyer, that's what your crown. Where are you not in China? What is that? And you can never find it. It will lead you to hell. But the upright man, the upright man will lead the person to right path. And he keeps the godly people from gaining a bad reputation. So we are upright with God. If we are still praying, if we say, we are strong, we are in the back of the prayer. And a bema boni, a sinus as well as you know, a bema also. Say, we are here, and some of you are calling your cousin now a boni intra. But in the mind, we are seeing now a cornea that day, every clear seeing in a day, a born in India. But when you go home, the new coin of the first way in the mind, a free son and man. And now, after you know, so we are a Nipana, also know which you cry a boy at the floor, a moment when you go home. If you are upright, your life becomes profitable for people around you, people in your neighborhood, your family. You can lead other people to God. Without that, you can never, never, never lead people to God. And those who are living without God, you have no hope. As we just read in chapter 11. When you go home, please, look at it again, especially from 1 to 6. The contrast between the godly and the ungodly. And you have no hope. We need that will be a. So that's him, Friana, ma, overcohe, we need that will be a. But we'll be a way of going there, say, we are still a Friana, I'm cool here, I'm a Numpona, when we say, and you're the yard, actually, you should be back, you should bar, overcohe, where Christ is. So the upright man has so many benefits. Like I said, your lifestyle is even attractive to people, and you capture souls of others. Through you, other people will be saved. And then you also encourage them to honor God. And by doing that, you yourself, God will be with you in your times of trial, because God is using you to save other people. Godliness will be away now, it keeps you from inviting trouble. I remember those days when we were in England, and those days where there were a lot of deportations. All when the Ghanaians meet, all they will say is that if you don't want to be deported, don't go to the pubs, don't go to funerals, don't go to places where a lot of people are meeting, because that is where there will be trouble. And if there's trouble, please come in. And when they come, the next thing they ask you, especially when they hear your accent, where are your documents? The American is there. So we will be able to show you and go home. And near ma, a dear Amania Eban, won't come home. And Uncle Yamania, and Amelia and Patton will say, because a brand new war, I will cheer and teach you Omoa or Omini and Gratan. As one can say, Mim Kobe, be a baby, say, be a baby, a profile, and no one, son, and I say, be a profile party, and I think profile ye. Minko Hotman, and I said, I didn't know Kata. Uko Honua will be bitten up for no Saprama and Toka Estival. Not for our Christopher Babo. Only about my own to be the Orphan Toka, and I said, I don't have somebody by. Well, we'll be out on my two Kata, and you'll be a woman. Now you decide to cut out. It is a way of beer, who's a song, what I want for home. In the same way, so we are a natural person, and near my Babu Tierna won't come home. And I'm a time seminal about it. It will be our swing and go on. I was just so be brave. Now, when you confront the way wicked person and so on, already he says, "Bakono, everyone in neighbors, I'm moving and go on. Or the moment, essay or margin. Or any lifestyle, essay in the part, a one in the community, or no, argument. And then, it's not our statement, you know. Or no, who in the lifestyle, or any money in the Christian food now. Say they are not benefiting, nobody will benefit from them. He will lead people rather to hell. And like I said, he has no hope. Apart from the every trouble that he will go through, he has no hope of heaven. Now, Sarah and woman here, America was in prophecy, they see a woman here, say, and they say, so, teach you, who share other books in America now? I hear Solomon Yana or Troy, like, Ecclesiastes and other books now. Ubu say, "Ni na ka nyansa huwa ase." But we no or kano in simple and short terms. Ama ubia etiabi. Uko other books now. The same or can the same wisdom no huwa ase. But ubu say, "I don't know or kano with the experience of other people, like Ecclesiastes, like Job." You see that he's talking about the experiences of other people. The American says that proverb, you know, a woman be a Yamupon, a Yasu, a Maya, a can't Yansa, any India, and one said. Now, make up there are some other books you saw and also can't the same thing, like Ecclesiastes. On occasion, you can go on a bra, where Baba Wana a branchy, and Sana, a double Yanaba. Who called books like Job, you see, in my mania, Job, a Kumu. And the fire and a fast in the film. And you want any nano or can't Nyansa are a free and if a bit and a ma or more film and the other Job say or so or can't say the Job or so fire and Sana or be no sooner for the but brow of bread and the kwanya kupon wa efa so e reward ni. But then nano e kama ni ebe si se the conclusion that God is the one who knows best, and the most sensible course of action is to know His will. You mean now come and go with me and say, "Now upon any name of the year, it is a dear boy. Now we are people who say, 'We best to know upon nobody not submission.' That is all what all these people talking about wisdom is saying. And the person who follows God is the one who is a wise person. Obi a usu njapo upon, or any obi a ikasi wey unyata for. As Christ said, He said, 'The foolish man builds his house upon the sand.' Last time we were teaching our Sunday school children, the wise man built his house upon a rock. Oyansani osini da wo abutan so. Say the beya at the insuo bone from a boy down the emu. Ojimi for no osini de wo anwem. It insuo to ya na ahobrem. It will be onu nyansa and will be our dinya kupon ever na brabo. But young people, you think about it this way. Say as you are young now and you commit your life to God, and God is in control of your life, you will never go wrong. Even if you go wrong, if you seem like going wrong, it will be this same God's will that you do that wrong in order to correct you. So if you give your life to God, in a sense, you never go wrong. For the Abraham Bosha and Kupon Sat, Titu Saway, Ababa of Frosis, and so we are branded with this one. And so we say, well, Brad, I will go on Encobody, and Kupon Count, and I order it too. We do a name, and I order it too. As you said, Brad, Israel will be free Egypt, Econ. Not can you be a deal with him? They can hear never fan, a horn or mofa. And that's how it is for somebody who are giving his life to Christ. He leads you, so you will never go wrong. He leads you, he knows where there's danger, and he makes you to avoid. If he allows you to go through danger, then it's for your good, because he will still make a way out for you. So the woman and coupon, not say a brabu muka be cobo ni mawa, who saw on one amata na cobo ni mawa. Now, children who say, "Let a dear and whom here, it's not now, of course, I am a new moon." The same thing like when the Israelites came to meet the Red Sea. Omo do, baby, and now a corroda, Omo to me, common him, Omo to me, come a chief, Omo come a chia, as that for no ever, Abisha. Find a man, yes, sir, and you go find a man, yes, sir. Let me be the baby, I'm putting a fast one for Uncle Power. And so, Omo, Pastor, the baby, Omo, who need power. Ome kusa di ni nyumati. Sana tia, ubi adu kwa mwenye kwa mpia, ama nye, ewe ya simu, ube buwa umpanyi, ube lead you. Basa ome bibi tu mpuna, na ome kasa mna to, ama udi esunya nyasa. And you will never go wrong. He will be with you in all your decisions. Sa asana be worry, you will never know the right person to marry, unless God is leading you. Even a human over here, you will never know the job that is good for you, unless God directs you. So you can imagine God directing you to do all these things. You will never go wrong. Plus, everlasting life in heaven. I didn't chance I was saying that to you. There's nothing. So there are so many benefits of being a godly person as compared to an ungodly person. When you start reading from chapter 10, I don't want us to go back, otherwise it take our time, but take time and read from chapter 10. You see all the varieties, the various contrasts of the believer and the unbeliever, the believer and the unbeliever, and what he will go through. You see the distinction, for instance, between the integrity and then dishonesty. Trust in wealth and trust in the Lord. Obia oni mu nyame no se de kan no. Ne gidie ne de bibia wo ebia se ene me mu. Ahunya de. Ofi se onya ne ho a na ne ho ato. Na bi ni na be ko ahunya de so. Last time na me kam bi ni mo bi wonye sika wo sidan kakraka ena wati. Na me hene han na me. Na se sa me ye wo sidan ko asa tie. Send you that in just there, and run into a hand where we know what's out. A dance a bend day, see a beton a bend day, Unimori. Meanwhile, if you have a train down, and now you'll be ashamed. Monsieur, in the end, you are the stupid person. As compared to the one who knows God and even unable to build such a house, his house is in heaven. The best house to live in is a house in heaven, not a house in this world. And you know, say, who do you want me to be? Who do you want me to be? That's where you are. Now we said that because Jesus won't matter. And who he hasn't said? When you are seeing him, nah, once I won't go heavy. But mind you, some because they don't Jesus will be able to be able to be able to. Solomon was a very rich person. Solomon, you cannot say, yes, the kappa, no, we'll be in this game. And so we're not going to be. And so we continue to cross when you are seeing him, after any heavy. It's only when you allow God to direct you. If God is in your life, that is the only way that you can enjoy this. And so people who are without the world, who are without God, they trust in wealth, and then the godly person trusts in the Lord. If we are seeing him, it's me, my own. Last, but to conclusion, I'm going to be here. I'm going to be seeing him. And the end of the year, and no more of the woman at the home, and the almost every year. And then we have the wise talk and the foolish talk. Obia only in a phone, or Castan said, because I can't engage yourself. Some that open by men and go 40 work, Castanu TNC with feet, and if I knew ever, I agree with them. And they think they are happy. No, I can no more extra, I can't go yourself. But we'll be only answer, or can't only answer them. So you see that the wise talk and the foolish talk. And we have true riches. And I make up the Solomon, no, you can eat. A true riches. Now, go on, this is a man. Any false riches. Omo omo akwa mboni so enye yuasi munye. And now you see the blessings of the righteous and the harm caused by the wicked. Do mu ensha ni kupon dia ma obi a wey righteous. Any obi a wey wicked nso na wey na mika say asema ye ken na no ye kama ni kosi say the bitter end of the unrighteous. If you are born here, that woman will be our family member. You come from Abraham or Tiasi. In our societies now, when you try to become righteous, people think that you are stupid. You are the unwise person. You are the unlightened person. You are the unintelligent person, and therefore they scorn at you. When you say you are saying, "So who person will ye?" When you are saying, "Yeah, I don't want to come," if you are timid, I will be who say, "Well, we're timid." When are you smart? When are you? If you are timid, when you are, that's how they will refer to you. But more, I want to refer to you, sir. Now, who say, "Well, yeah," when that's what that we are going to come. One here, if you are timid, that down. But when you say, "Oh, me come on there," my essay, my phone never do have any new hope. Because I will say, "Me, you are going to come on there." And that's the most important thing. Is your life a life of godliness or a life of ungodliness? And to the world, they see that prosperity is righteousness. This every successes. Sunday, you have to meet here. And sorry, we pray. You do cook up for the churches. Omo who is here to be a one or yes, can we be a sin? Even after calling Casacras, they boast of their wealth. When they are boasting, they will not even boast of people that they have helped to be saved. All they will say is that we have this mansion here, we have built this house here, we have branches in America, we have all, that's all they are boasting for. Come to other churches in Ghana, we have built a hospital here, we have built a school here. They will never mention soul that they have been able to save. So you see where their interest is. Their interest is not on salvation. Their interest is on worldly things. Things that God will test. That is where their interest is. And it's a very, very serious thing. Sometimes, if you are unrighteous, it may bring early prosperity and successes which are baseless. But at the end, there are regret, there are sorrow, and there are pain. As I said, in the end, I will mention some names of people who were very, very rich and famous, and then when they were coming to die, we see how they ended. But righteousness brings lasting peace, eternal joy, and favor with God. Let me show at the peace. You can't say peace here. And you say peace, you say we are war, and you might be a little bit of a war, and you might be a little bit of a war, and you might be a peace. Peace in Obia, only you can't say, only you can't say, oh, peace. Now, who are we going to know? Who are lasting peace? Who are hunter? Who are eternal joy? They can say joy, joy, yeah, joy. It's my first time being able to go party near the other. Joy, this is what come when we need something from ever. Some of my essay now, and favor with God. You have favor with God. Oya kupo enyimu no. Oya kupo who favor with God. I'll give it to you. So if you have this, what do you face? Our passage contrast of the righteous with the unrighteous. And we see that God will test the unrighteous in every way. As my can now, you can't, the white day, any the one in the end, and you can't be a big copy and who say, oh, my in the end, and you go for now come to you cry, and then you can't want it. He detests the unrighteous in every way. The unrighteous are dishonest. They are dishonest in everything that they do, in their businesses, in their work, in their families. They are all untrue. They are all, they live with lies. Even like I said earlier, as a young person, giving your life to Christ, for Christ to direct you, your choice of your partner, your choice of a career, all these be directed by God. The unrighteous are not like that. That's why people fall into so many things. People go and marry, and within a short time, there are problems in the marriage. Because they did not go, did not allow God to lead them to choose the right partner. God has ordained a partner for everybody. It's only when you see him that you see your right partner. If you don't see him, whoever you go for will be the wrong partner, and you never have peace in your marriage. The same thing with your career. God has a career for everybody. It is only when you come to know him that you know the true career. Otherwise, you go through life seeking your own career and you never have peace. So true peace and eternal joy comes only from the person who has given his life to Christ. Like we said earlier on, as for troubles, they come to both the righteous and the unrighteous. But the deliverance from the harm is the result of walking according to the will of God. And we have so many examples. Daniel was in the lion's den, the lions couldn't touch him. Jonah was in the whale, in the belly of the whale for 3 days. He came back alive. So many ways that God has delivered his people from things that even the human mind cannot comprehend, because they give their lives to God. So those who continue to walk in unrighteousness, they will end in regret and destruction. Remember thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years drew nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. See, Solomon is challenging the young people here, that is, remember God and embrace him. Otherwise, there will be the bad days. When you say the bad days, it could be anything. When you are a young person, you will say, oh, you are strong, you are active, you have vitality, you can go and come. It will never be like that to you. It will never be like that to the end. It will come to a time that you become weak. Even this, your teeth, they can all go away. You can't see well. Point of view, you want to serve God. You can't serve God because you don't have the ability. Those are the bad days. It's not emotional. Abraham will tear you. And he will, God, when you are with God, he will see you through at every stage of your life until even your deathbed. He will be with you. So why do you take life upon yourself and ignore your Creator? It is not a wise thing to do. So Solomon goes on, as I have said, talking to young men, that they should enjoy life while avoiding evil. You enjoy life as a young person, but know that everything that you do will come to judgment. Now, before we come to conclusion, I just want to summarize all what we have said. Solomon, only the wisest person that ever lived. In the evening, we will learn something more about Solomon. Very briefly, maybe tea in Yansa. On an orca, Sassam, Nasmo can Yan say, or the Obi Omina Coupon, and Obi Omina Coupon, or the Etatomo, the Nevey, well, Omina Coupon, how your life will end, and those who don't know God, how their lives are going to end. And then he warned us that there will be judgment. There will be judgment. You will never always be young. In that book, you see Solomon describing the process of aging. It's a book that I wish you read it yourself. How the old age comes. That book, you know, what can you have? Who said Solomon? What church said the Nipa? You like it here? And we see it. And I pray everybody can watch it. We see it. You see people who are very old and very active, things that they were doing, now they couldn't do a whole lot of things. And even friends, you may not even get there. Young people too die. I hope you all know that very young people die. Our old friend, Christian Achu, I learned he's dead. He never thought he was going to die at that age. Look at his faith, his money, his everything. Now where are they? Where are those riches? And where is he himself? If he didn't know God, he's not going to face God. And he can never, never go to God and tell him that I was the best player here, I was so rich here. No. You do give your life to Christ when you were living. That's the most important thing. And everybody will go through that. You can die early, you can be sick, anything at all can happen to you. But in every stage or every stage of your life, God will be with you. If only you have given your life to him. And when you become old, the opportunity for enjoyment, it will change. These are years when the elderly person will say, I have no pleasure in them. That's what he's saying. Things that you used to enjoy, to come to a point that you say you have no pleasure in them. So, please, think about that. Now, I'm going to quote what some famous people said on their deathbed. You may cut a little bit almost to try to see you as now, on my GD, on my Wosika, there's no minimum in Yakupon. Now, brah, who will ever form? Everybody will face it. It will come to a time when you are coming to face death. You will see death coming. And what will you say to God? Sometimes, yesterday I was just thinking about this same Christian Achu. When he was down there, what was he thinking? That nobody was coming, nobody knows where he was. He can't help himself, he can't go anywhere. So what was he thinking? And everybody can be in that state where you are going to meet God. And what will you think? What will be your thinking at that time? Now, there were these famous atheists, people who did not believe in God, and their last words before they died. The first person is called Caesar Borgia, and he was an Italian nobleman. He cut nipa no mo wodi die e wo Italian. Now come on, no a politician. No sapa a cardinal. He cut a cardinal. Cardinal e omo a Roman Catholic for omo enya san fe mo makan. E na omo di echi. This person was one of them. And then look at what he said when he was coming to die. He said, while I live, I provided for everything, but death, now I must die, and I'm unprepared to die. Oh, I'm not working. Or say, bro, me tia tia no. Minya bibia. I provided for everything, but or say, I'm going to go to the home, apart from the home. Now I must die, and I'm unprepared to die. And it was too late then. He's unprepared to die. He was doomed for him to say this. Now let's listen to the second person. He's called Thomas Hobbes. He was also a political philosopher. Look at what he said. He said, I say again, if I had the whole world at my disposal, I would give it to live one day. I'm about to take a leap into the dark. Or say, may cancer I'm about to take a leap into the dark. Obi ra esumu to onim de bato no esumu. Obi a wotiatia owo sika owo nim de obi bia wanya ko ani. Ne wie ya wo da paso asma o kan ya. Another one called Thomas Paine. Only dia ye ka to mo a omo enya ko boni a omo ye 80s no. O na na o tro books efa 80s mo. Say the nipa omo ni onyankopon. In America. Look at what he said. Stay with me, God. For God's sake, I cannot bear to be left alone. Oh Lord, help me. Oh God, what have I done to suffer so much? What will become of me hereafter? I would give well if I had them, like the first person said. I would give well if I had them, that the age of reason had never been published. Oh Lord, help me. Christ, help me. No, don't leave. Stay with me. Send even a child to stay with me, for I am on the edge of hell, here alone. If ever the devil had an agent, I have been that one. Oh, small can. We are not there. Oh, facing a coupon, ever come here. Now he can't bear. Oh, to me, I never work. Oh, sir, I keep on crying. Begin to change and go away. Now, I spoke. I was quick to what I said. Say, upon some, our agent, our we are team one. A minister agent. Maybe I don't know. They say, well, cool, who? I said, well, or can. Then I said, the next person. She is called, say, it can't be a fair. Not just say, and before I burn a bust one castle, it can't be a fair. Ghana, I was said, made up a 6 feet. Your friend is said, Thomas Scott. No, in England, Chancellor. Because the Chancellor will be an England Chancellor. It's Ghana, how would you say, for Yata? And that's how this, or probably higher than this man in England. I say, until this moment, I thought there was neither a God nor a hell. Now I know and feel that there are both, and I am doomed to perdition by the just judgment of the Almighty. I say, and yet, Tabeya, none can be needed, Yamiho, and I say, hell, crowd, when something is Yahoo. Now, the third year, Mehun said, oh, Hampa, Yamiho, and I. And I'm doomed to perdition. You say, maybe Yaba, meet me in your home, by the judgment, or say, by the just judgment of the Almighty. This is your own judgment, you know, who say, and pray, I didn't say, but a tunnel is what you see in your home. There was another person called David Hume, honestly, an atheist, a philosopher, no, a great philosopher, or say, he cried loud on his deathbed. He said, I am in flames. It is said his desperation was a horrible sin. Or say, I'm in flames. Oh, who's what the gym? Oh, be a TV at here. Oh, no, oh, Libby, say, I'm going to go. I fed him. Or so, who said, he's in flames. Napoleon Bonaparte, only I'm saying, very brief, I've seen it in camp. No, or your emperor, our French. Well, no, so, I don't say, Hitler, Adolf Hitler, now say, I die before my time, and my body will be given back to the earth. Such is the fate of him who has been called the great Napoleon. What an abyss between my deep misery and the eternal kingdom of Christ. To say, the honorable who said, I'm like a savior, only Jesus can enter. Be a wajib in Salon, and that's my work. Oh, name person. The brave or whatever, because they can't in our time to begin here. My main character is for Omwa, Omdomu, a man, when you're cooking. Now, you see the other people like Stalin, Gandhi, all of them, if you look at their end, it's so terrible. Let me just read Gandhi's one. He said, for the first time in 50 years, I find myself in the slough of the storm. All about me is darkness. I'm praying for light. I said, well, who said, it's soon Kwana, Echana Moshia, and me a prana or ne dead bed. Now let's compare these things with the last words of the saints of God, those who believe in God. And let's begin with our own Paul. You all know Paul, what he went through, and then he became a Christian. He said, "Oh death, where is thy sting?" So, let's listen to King David, our own King David. He said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." So, David Nekasa, on people who are giving their lives to God, in the last end of their lives, see what they say. And there's another person called Tobledi Augustus, Tobledi, who chose so many of our hymns. And he wrote the book Rock of Ages in our hymn books. Now, he said during the final illness, Tobledi was really supported by the consolations of the gospel. He said, "The consolations of God to so unworthy a wretch are so abundant that he leaves me nothing to pray for but their continuance." Now say, "Oh, what delight! Who can fathom the joy of the third heaven? The sky is clear. There's no cloud. Come, Lord Jesus. Come quickly." See, somebody who is dying now, who's a beauty in our clear. Now he died saying that no mortal man can live after the glories which God has manifested to my soul. Now, lastly, let's talk about our own Jesus Christ, our Savior. He said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, he that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." Or also, many. Any inquiry or be our even though we lose no or better chances. You see, compare these people who live this world with riches and fame and everything. Now, in the end, look at what they said on their deathbed. Please, let's ponder over this thing seriously. Let's think about it. Don't say, "Oh, okay, I'm waiting. When I get a bit older, then I'll give my life to Christ." Do you know when you are going to die? As I've just said about our own Ghanaian player, he was a young person. He never thought. He was married to a white lady. They have their children. They think life is okay for them. The same thing with you. Have you given your life to God? Are you a godly person or ungodly person? Are you a just or unjust? Are you righteous or unrighteous? Please think about these things and ponder over it. Christ said, "I'm the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." It is only stupid people who don't learn from history. And it is amazing that even in our days, with all these facts, seeing all these things, people can still devote their entire life into delusion, thinking that I'm okay, I'm living in this world, I've got this, I've got that, I'm relying on those things. We hear this every day, please, especially the young people. And some of them are watching it, and God wants us to hear. That is why it's in the Bible. But see, today, when we hear my voice, hearing my voice means hearing what I'm telling you now. God is speaking through me to you. So don't take it light. He's warning you that there's a bitter end for those who don't believe, and there is joy in those who believe. If you believe in him, in this world, he will guide you, he will protect you, he will provide for you, plus everlasting life. If you don't believe in him, he will leave you to face your own tragedy. And he said, "When that day comes, I will laugh at your calamity." Psalm 14 verse 1, "The only fools say in their hearts that there's no God." Only fools will say that there's no God. See? But the truth is that God does not delight in the death or the destruction of the wicked, but that they come to embrace the light of the gospel through repentance unto God and faith towards Christ. God doesn't want you to die in your sin. All the warnings in the Bible is for you to learn that one day there will be judgment. Where will I stay? What will be my faith? But this is the time to take that decision. If you don't want to go through that, this is the time. Remember, when you come to meet God, you can't tell God that me, I knew the scriptures. That's not how to go to heaven. Otherwise, Herod, he knew much of the scriptures. Don't say, I was going to church every Sunday, so I'll be saved. No. It is good to come to church on Sunday, but it is good to come and what you hear, you take steps and follow it. So please, if you can right now tell from your heart that if I die today, I'm going to God. This thing is going to happen to you and you are going to face God one day. And where will you stand? What will you tell God? That whilst I was on earth, I was going to church, I was sweeping the church, I was dancing. Last Sunday, I was talking to one of the Sunday school children who said you wanted to come to the morning service, but the mother will not allow her. When I asked her why she won't allow her, he said because she dances in their church. You see, right from there, they are putting into her heart, her mind, that dancing is something that is pleasing to God. So friends, please take this decision, the one-time decision in your life, to give your life to Christ. Let him take control of your life, and he will guide you and protect you and give you eternal life.